ABC Listen.
Hello, hello, my friends. It is Ruby here, and you are listening to News Time.
Hello, Ruby.
On today's show, I've got five stories teed up that all share a letter in common. We'll talk to a tortoise looking for his forever home and travel to Fiji for a netball carnival. We'll hear the clickety-clack of typewriters being used by teens and meet the young Indigenous filmmaker behind Townie Time. After that, it's time for...
Wow for Week. Wow for Week.
Yep, that's it. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Okay then, well, let's go.
Story number five.
Shelley Smith lives in the country Canada. One afternoon, she was hanging out in her backyard when she spotted a big rock she'd never noticed before. She slowly edged closer to get a better look, and all of a sudden, the rock moved. Turns out, it wasn't a rock at all. It was a 15-kilogram tortoise. Shelley had found a big shell.
They're probably really surprised as well, yeah, and they actually found it in their veggie patch.
He looks quite old, chunky, and, solid.
He looks like three rocks put together.
Shelley and her family nicknamed the veggie-loving reptile Frank the Tank. It's possible that Frank the Tank had been somebody's pet, but that they'd left him somewhere because they didn't want to look after him anymore.
Quite sad for the tortoise because their only owners just abandoned him, so he had to slowly, because he's slow, move to another house with a garden.
I never heard of someone having a tortoise as a pet.
Looking after a tortoise might seem easy. They don't move very fast, but they actually take a lot of work. They need space to move around during the summertime. And in winter, if you're not careful, they tend to chew through walls. And of course, tortoises can grow very, very big. Frank the Tank needs a new home, and hundreds of people have put their hand up to adopt him.
One, you would have to have a big backyard and either grow or buy lots of vegetables.
A lot of patience. You need to be able to love the tortoise.
Exactly. For now, Frank is happily staying with a foster family until he finds his forever home.
Story number four.
Junie Netball Club is in southern New South Wales, and the players there are lucky enough to have a sister club in the country Fiji. Not very long ago, the Junie netballers saved up enough money for some players to fly to Nadi in Fiji and meet some of their sister club players and celebrate with a friendly netball carnival.
I like that you can make new friends about it and learn different skills.
Happy because they're playing for their team and they can take part.
Each team has different strategies and different ways of playing, so it would be exciting to see the different types of games.
That's exactly right. And the Aussie players found out that Fijians play a much jumpier style of netball. That made it tricky for the Junie players to get to the ball. While the Junie team was in Fiji, they noticed that some of the local players didn't have all the sporting gear that they did. So, some Junie players decided to give their netball shoes to the Fijians.
I find that's really nice of them to do that.
Generous, because they're giving some of their equipment to the Fijian players.
The Fijian players also told the Junie team they didn't have easy access to team uniforms. So now, the Junie players are back home and working with other netball teams in the local area to put together some team uniforms for the Fiji club.
Yeah, because not every country has the same equipment or same supplies to be able to have a good game.
It's just good to be kind in life when others don't have as much as you.
It's a great example of how sport can bring us together as a global community.
Story number three.
Have you ever heard of a typewriter?
They're pretty much like an old-fashioned computer.
They're a keyboard, but
they don't have the screen, you have paper.
They look like slower and hard to use computers, except you can only type stuff and you can't like Google stuff or whatever.
Oh, you're all typewriter experts. Typewriters are writing machines and they were around a long time before computers. They don't have screens, just a keyboard that types letters straight onto a piece of paper. Russell Watson runs a typewriter shop on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, and he says there are a surprising number of kids who are keen to get their hands on typewriters. In fact, one school in the area bought 6 typewriters for the students to use. Russell says some students with ADHD, which is a condition that can make it difficult to focus, really enjoy using his typewriters. He thinks it's because using a typewriter is tactile. You have the sound of the paper and the typing, and the ding of the bell once you reach the end of the line on your page.
I use a keyboard that, like, the keys are blocks because I actually have ADHD, because I don't like the flat ones. I like the block one because it makes a nice click sound. I probably love using typewriter.
Plus, typewriters don't have autocorrect. That's the tool that fixes spelling or grammar mistakes. So you really need to focus and concentrate on getting it right the first time around.
I think that it's really great because it's a new but old usage of it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Story number 2.
Do you like watching videos online?
I normally just watch YouTubes most of the time when I'm allowed to.
Yeah, I just scroll until I see something I like and then watch it. I used to make some with my dad. Like, I think we made one about the time that we went to Luna Park.
Someone else that likes to make videos is Penelope Towney. Penelope is a Palawa and Wiradjuri girl. She's 9 years old and she's already a filmmaker. A couple of years ago, she made a short documentary called The Land We Are On, where she explained the difference between an acknowledgement of country and a welcome to country. Now, Penelope's making even more videos about her culture, and she's putting them up on YouTube. Her channel is called Towney Time. And in her videos, Penelope chats with guests about legends and stories and culture and games.
If she's doing something about her culture or heritage, I think that would be pretty important.
I think it's good that she's doing that. She's making a difference and showing different people her culture, the First Nations.
Penelope wants to make sure that cultures and languages are passed down from generation to generation. In one of her videos, she talks to Wiradjuri astrophysicist Kirsten Banks about a constellation of stars known as the Emu in the Sky. Penelope and Kirsten share stories about how the constellation can help people find emu eggs.
Well done for making videos at 9 years old.
More people do stuff like about video games or like jumping in a pool or slime or something. Not many people do like Indigenous heritage, like devoted their whole channel to that, so really good in my opinion.
Penelope hopes her audience will grow and that more people will be inspired to visit and learn more about Indigenous cultures. And you know what time it is now?
Wow of the week.
The story made me go wow because it's just amazing how things can be a good thing and then can just turn around and turn not very good.
Recently, an astronaut named Frank and 2 cosmonauts named Sergei and Dmitry were on a mission at the International Space Station. That's a science laboratory up in space orbiting around the Earth.
Like, I could see the Earth and the Moon and stuff. That would be really cool.
It's something that I really would like to do.
Except that they have to swallow their toothpaste and float around.
There are lots of perks and quirks to being a space traveller, and most of them Frank, Sergei and Dmitry were prepared for. But they weren't prepared for what happened to them this time around. They were only supposed to be in space for 180 days. But a few months into their mission, the space capsule that was going to bring them back to Earth was damaged by space junk and they couldn't use it. So the outer space adventurers had to wait for a replacement space capsule to be sent up to the International Space Station. That took about 6 months. That's a long time to wait for a celestial taxi ride home.
I think it would be very boring to have to wait there, like, when's it going to come?
I think it would be fun because you'd get to explore different areas.
Once the replacement capsule arrived, Frank, Sergey and Dmitry hopped on in and readied themselves for the journey home. The capsule hurtled towards Earth and they experienced 4 times the force of gravity before landing safely in a wide open grassland in the country Kazakhstan. All in all, the trio was stuck in space for more than a year. That's about double what their original mission was meant to be.
You're gonna probably get quite bored and then you're like missing home, so then you want to get back.
Absolutely. It's a long time away from their families and their lives back on Earth. So, understandably, the travellers are very glad to be home. And that's it, my friends. We have landed safely at the end of another countdown.
Thanks, Ruby.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And while I'm off looking for some fresh news stories for next week, you can do the News Time Quiz. The questions and the answers are in the show notes.
Take care, Ruby.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Or, as they say in Japanese, sayonara. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. It's free from your App Store.